This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. So there you go. Anyway, today's Wednesday, that Whip 'em Out Wednesday fashion one, September the 25th of 2024, day 269th of the year, and only 97 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yep, you know how it goes. RadioBig.fm is where we hang out and do our stuff. So how have you been? How's the last 24 hours been? Or so. I'm just asking. So listen, I'm going to tell you, I got my ass up super early today because today's a big day. If you are a wrestling aficionado, and it's not because any kind of ticket sales or anything's going on today, but today, if you are a Netflix subscriber, today was the day that the 6 hours of the Mr. McMahon, well, that would be Vincent Kennedy McMahon, documentary dropped. So I will tell you, I got up relatively early. I'm 2 hours in of the 6 hour extravaganza. And boy, oh boy. I will say there are some things that I already knew, but damn, there are some things on there that I was like eye opening moments. That was for sure. In regards to that. So I don't know what your plans are for today, but I have some documentaries to watch. Yeah. You know, cause I have to have stuff to talk about. So that's what's going on. So there you go. You know, I was thinking, you know, I know there's other people that are out there that do watch-alongs, which would be very interesting to do. So what you kind of sit there and you do is you say, okay, I'm going to watch this TV show or I'm going to watch this episode of X. You say when you're going to hit the play button, you hit the play button, and then you kind of do a commentary on top of it. I was like, that's a cool idea, but I think there's too much data going on to be able to pull that off. But that's just my opinion. You can't share the video because that will get you knocked out of these systems right away. But man, it is an interesting Whip 'em Out Wednesday. That's for sure. Anyway, so we are broadcasting, like I said, from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. And as we are doing that, we're hanging out with the people at Radio Big. If you're not familiar with our show, well, I say that we talk about the news and safety. And I'm starting to come to the realization that it is true. But we talk about pop culture and safety because some of the shit that I talk about is probably not newsworthy, but it is still part of the news. So we have some newscasters. We have some pop culture stuff. Wow, you got a thumb up there too. And then you have some video streams. You have some other things that are going on. So maybe I should just say our show is a clusterfuck. Maybe that's the easier way to do it. So it's a cluster of whatever the hell's going on in my mind at that particular point in time. Simple? I guess so. Listen, one day I'm going to have the dream scenario. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. There won't be a podcast. There won't be a video stream. And all it will be consisting of is you and I talking. We'll be talking about what's going on, and we'll drop a song here or there. But unfortunately, because of the video stream and because of the podcast, currently, we're unable to do that. Because if I put a song on the podcast that is not something that we have the rights to, and believe me, getting the rights to some of this stuff is not the easiest thing on the planet, you get pulled down entirely, especially if it's commercial music. So, you know, the popular songs, top 40, all that stuff. Yeah. And I know that I'm going way inside baseball here. You know, I'm talking way too much on how the sausage is made. But this is stuff that I want you to know. So that would be the dream show. We do 3 hours news stories talking about music, and then we could start talking about that. You can give me a word, and I can almost come up with any song that will have those words in it, and I'm not talking about the word the. So there you go. So we are a video stream. We are an audio stream. We are definitely a podcast all together combined into one. Our radio station takes priority over everything, where you can go to safetyfm.com to take a listen to it. You can also go to safetyfm.live if you just want the mobile version right away. And then we have radiobig.fm. We're also on the different podcatchers. We're also on the actual different streamer platforms, including Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and so on. Just to name a few, Live 365. So you have some options on taking a listen to us. And then there's a video stream. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. Shit, we're on even our own website streaming this stuff. So it all depends on where you want to go. I will tell you, if you want to message us, callinradio.com is the easiest way to do so. But here's the gig. If you send a message to me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, or sorry, on X, or anything along those lines, I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it until the end. And people get pissed off like, oh, you ignored my comment. Well, I'm not ignoring your comments. That's not what I do. It's that I just don't have the stuff up at the real time. Just don't. But if you did it on call-in radio, it makes my screen go blah, 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 blah. So I have no choice besides looking at it. So that's what happens. Cool? So that's it. So why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending this in the overnight. I was going to say this morning because I've been up for so long. But let's do this. Let's start seeing what was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends, the ends of resolution to the weekend's bull bust and more ominous news on the American house market. So we'll talk about that. Also, Bennifer. Yeah, those people may have found a buyer for their Beverly Hills mansion, and the Mary twins are feeling distance. We'll talk about that as in showbiz. What else do we have? Ryan Murphy defends his monster series, and Zach Baggins get some more creepy stuff. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And also the group suing the release of Prince Harry's visa paperwork endures another court defeat. So we'll talk about all of that fun stuff as we are going. So if you're ready, I think I'm ready, and we can get into some feature story news because they're waiting in the wings to start talking to you. And I'm sure that they're like, what the hell is this dude talking about this morning with all the other stuff that's going on? So if you're good, I'm good. So let's do this. Let's get you into some feature story news right now because, hey, it's time to do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the Middle East is on the brink and is urging British nationals in Lebanon to leave immediately. The UK is ramping up contingency plans ahead of a possible evacuation, with 700 extra British troops being sent to Cyprus as a precaution. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes in Lebanon as Israel continues attacks it says are aimed at removing the threat from Hezbollah against northern Israel. Keir Starmer's in New York for the United Nations General Assembly and says he'll be discussing the situation with international leaders.
We've called for a ceasefire and for de-escalation. I'm very concerned that This is getting very close to the brink, and all parties need to pull back from the brink. My message will be very much ceasefire, pull back from the brink, de-escalate the situation.
The Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir regions voting in the second phase of its first regional elections in a decade. One of the most heavily militarised regions in the world, it's seen decades of armed insurgency against Indian rule and was placed under federal control in 2019. Correspondent Ishan Gurg tells us more about the security situation as voting continues.
Of the six districts that are going to polls, three are in particular focus because they are some of the areas that have seen intense fighting between the Indian Army and militant groups in the past, particularly the district of Riyasi, which saw a big attack in June when militants attacked a bus carrying Hindu pilgrims, resulting in death of 9 people and at least 41 people being injured. Voting's also happening there, and we're hearing that massive army deployment is taking place there to ensure that voting continues in an environment where voters feel safe and secure.
Sri Lanka's new president has dissolved parliament for a snap election. Left-leaning Anuradhapura Dissanayake had signalled he'd move quickly to new parliamentary elections after he won the presidential poll at the weekend. The election will take place on the 14th of November as Sri Lanka continues to battle economic crisis. Thailand's landmark marriage equality bill has been officially written into law, allowing same-sex couples to legally wed. Thailand's king endorsed the marriage equality bill, which was passed by parliament earlier this year. Laura Westbrook reports.
Same-sex couples in Thailand will be allowed to register their marriage in January next year, and activists are planning to organise a mass wedding for more than 1,000 LGBT couples. That makes Thailand the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to recognise marriages of same-sex couples. The bill grants adoption and inheritance rights to LGBT couples. It's a major step in cementing Thailand's reputation as a country known for its tolerance of the LGBT community. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The federal judge who dismissed the classified documents case against Donald Trump is now set to oversee the case involving the alleged assassination attempt on the former president. The case was randomly assigned to District Judge Eileen Cannon after a grand jury indicted Ryan Ruth, the man arrested outside Donald Trump's golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida, earlier this month. Ira Spitzer reports.
A grand jury in Miami returned a five-count indictment against Ryan Ruth, accusing the 58-year-old of the attempted assassination of a presidential candidate and other crimes. Earlier this week, prosecutors revealed a letter allegedly written by Ruth outlining his intention to kill Donald Trump. That attempt was foiled when a Secret Service agent spotted a gun barrel poking out from the trees on the golf course where the former president was playing. Judge Eileen Cannon, who was appointed by Trump in 2020, has received praise from the former president and criticism from others for dismissing his classified documents case in July.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the state of the world is unsustainable. Speaking at the opening of the high-level UN gathering in New York, Guterres told world leaders that violations and abuses around the world threaten the very foundation of international law and the UN's charter. Jody Jacobs reports from the UN in New York.
In an address that lasted over 20 minutes, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea to world leaders to end the fighting and the suffering of innocent people. Guterres says there are countries that feel they can trample international law and violate the United Nations Charter and thus must stop.
Today, a growing number of governments and others feel entitled to get out of jail free card.
And while his speech summed up the state of the world as unsustainable, he says the challenges could be solved.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns
changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. Ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, you know it's self-imploding and all that fun stuff is always a good time as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. So let's get into it. Let's get into the shit list because it sounds like a lovely time for us to do this together. That is for sure. So here's the latest of the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. In a Tuesday press conference, Attorney General Merrick Garland said that agents have been working around the clock to investigate the latest assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Garland said that those efforts yielded the evidence to bring the enhanced charges against the suspect, Ryan Roth, beyond the initial gun charges. Other evidence of unearthed shows that Roth searched a route from Florida to Mexico, suggesting his intent to flee. He also had 6 cell phones and a passport in his person, in regards of what they found on him. Roth's son has been charged with possession of child pornography, and the FBI reportedly discovered the evidence while searching his apartment in an investigation unrelated to child exploration, according to the court filing. Suggestions say that they have found that as part of an investigation into his father. So far, no plea has been entered. This is according to USA Today. Also, prosecutors have charged 64-year-old Idaho man Warren Jones Crazy Bull for making 9 threatening phone calls to Mar-a-Lago beginning on July the 31st. According to court filings, Crazy Bull said, I am going to down him personally and kill him. He was arrested on August the 1st, indicted on August the 20th, and then faces trial on October the 28th. He has pleaded not guilty to 1 count of threatening the former president. This is according to NBC News. I don't know what the hell's going on. So I look at this stuff and I go, okay, I'm supposed to be non-biased in regards of what we go over, but what the hell's happening, man? I mean, have we lost it that bad that people think that this is the best course of action? No. The answer is no. The answer is, if you do not like a political party, if you do not like a certain politician, guess what you do? You don't vote for the person, especially if it's a national election. It's not that hard. I don't understand what the hell's going on. It gets kind of weird, and I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, you know, it's because of the right, it's the left, it's the in-between, whatever. All I'm saying is, you have the right to vote. Vote for the person that you want, and go from there. There needs to be none of this other crap that's going on. It's just crazy at times.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a listen to this stuff right here. Caroline Ellison has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for her role in the massive FTX crypto fraud. Soon after the exchange collapsed in November of 2022, Ellison began cooperating with investigators, and before the year was out, pleaded guilty to a wire fraud and conspiracy charges. She ran the hedge fund at the center of the controversy, dented by a dated Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, SBF, for a while. In return, prosecutors urged the judge to take into her account the extraordinary and very timely cooperation. Even the federal probation department urged no jail time and 3 years of supervised release instead. And for his part, Judge Lewis Kaplan said during the sentencing, I've seen a lot of cooperation in the last 30 years. I have never seen one quite like Miss Ellison. Ellison cried throughout the sentencing hearings, where she faced a maximum of 110 years behind bars. This is according to The Verge. So there you go. By the way, Sean Combs is being held in the same section of the New York City jail as Sam Bankman-Fried. This area is specifically used to detain people who require special prosecution. So there you go. So 2 years out of a potential 110. And they were trying just to give her, well, what was it? Let's go through that one more time. They were trying to give her just, it looks like they were just trying to give her probation, but I guess it did not work out. Wonder how that determination was made. Eh, you helped, but you didn't help enough. I mean, I don't know. And then, I mean, she dated SBF. I mean, you'd make those own choices in life and what you want to do, but hey, whatever. It is one of those things that you have to enjoy as you go around. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Sometimes, you know, I guess that's with any relationship. Sometimes you kind of look back and go, what the hell was I thinking at the time? I don't know if that's the scenario, but I'm just saying.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some good news about houses got more affordable in August. But bad news, the median national home price is $433,101. Meanwhile, the typical American household earns just shy of $84,000 a year, well shy of the $115,454 a year annual income needed to afford a house, assuming the 15% down payment and depending no more than 30% of gross income every month. Prices still rose 3% year over year, but recent downtick in mortgage rates slightly softened the market. This is according to Redfin, so just so you know. Also, speaking of housing prices, since taking office, the president of Argentina late last year, Javier Milei, has overseen significant deregulation of the country's price controls. In those short 9 months, rental supplies in Buenos Aires increased over 170%. And real rent prices are down 40%. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So I don't know. I mean, it gets interesting. So let's kind of backtrack just a smidgen. So a standard house, a medium-sized house, median, $433,101. Okay. So if the typical American makes $84,000 a year or just shy of it. So let's just say 84 for the sake and purpose of doing so. That means they cannot afford a house unless they make $21,000 more in their household income. You know, I almost throw out that, you know, some terminology here, and maybe I should not say this, but who gives a shit? If you haven't heard of velocity banking, maybe it's time to start thinking about some of that stuff. I'm just saying, look it up. You might find life to be slightly different once you do that. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff. Let's do some follow-up. The last of the 8 rodeo bulls that were loose over the weekend has been caught. 7 were quickly rounded up after getting out of the enclosure in a mall parking lot for the rodeo show, but the last one eluded authorities. Late Monday night, it was found near the U.S. Highway 1 in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. A missing pet tracking company used a drone to track it down and then alerted authorities, who were able to lasso the beast and lead him into a trailer. This is according to the Associated Press. So there you go. There you go. Always some stuff going on as we are hanging out and doing our thing. Okay, so at least, let's see, at just 16 years old, Eric Culber Jr. holds 2 Guinness World Records in the largest feet and the largest hands of a living teenager. Standing 6'10", the Michigan teen wears a size 23 in men's shoes, and his hands measure 9.13 inches. For reference, the average adult male wears an 8.5 or a size 9 shoe and has an average hand size of 7.4. Kilburn Jr.'s story made the rounds, catching the attention of Under Armour, Reebok, and Shaquille O'Neal, who provide high schoolers with several pairs of shoes, saving his family thousands of dollars. Now Kilburn Jr. pays it forward through Big Shoe Network, a nonprofit organization founded by his mother, focused on helping individuals who struggle to find clothes and shoes in their size. Now, listen, I'm just going to reference this for the sake of referencing it. I wear a size 14 shoe, and it is a pain in the ass to try to find a shoe in my size, especially if I'm going to a store location, which normally goes something like this. What do you have in a size 14? Just bring it out and we'll take a look at it, because they normally don't have that many. I remember being laughed at in Mexico by saying the size of shoe that I had at the time. So that was kind of interesting. So I can't even fathom what a size 23 when you go in and ask for that thing. So there you go. So let's talk about a couple other things before we get into the main story, because we started off talking about the Vince McMahon thing this morning. Let's talk about some Ric Flair news. Ric Flair and his wife Wendy Barlow are splitting up after 6 years of marriage and 13 years together. He announced the news on social media, praising their time together and thanking her for her supporting him throughout his 2017 health crisis. This was Flair's 5th marriage. I thought that was like a marriage, non-marriage. They like had a ceremony, but they never got married. So is it a real marriage? Because now I'm slightly confused. And this is like the second time that they've done this move. So I don't know. Hopefully, you know, they're able to work something out if they want to work something out. Also, Hall of Fame QB Brett Favre revealed yesterday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, a degenerative nervous system disorder that causes part of the brain to, that affects your movements is really what it boils down to. He made the announcement during an appearance on the House Ways Means Committee on Tuesday while speaking about concussion drugs. A study found in 2020 that a single concussion increases the risk of developing Parkinson's disease by 57%. Barb says that he has had thousands throughout his football career. So there you go. Also in some other news, let's talk about the Dow. The Dow gained about 83 points to close at 42,208 on Tuesday. And the S&P gained about 14 points to close at 5,732. The NASDAQ increased by 100 points to close at 18,074. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. Let's see. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.21 on Tuesday. Bitcoin ticked up on Tuesday, trading just around 64,200, and there was more than 1,770 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday. And more than 55 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $223 million jackpot or $112.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. I mentioned this at the beginning, so I'll say it real quick. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez may have found a buyer for their Beverly Hills mansion. Insiders say that the couple from New York made $64 million offer on the place, and it was recently accepted. The couple has since pulled out of the deal, but sources claim that they are still interested. The offer isn't great, as Ben and Jen bought the house for $61 million last year and then put several million dollars in for renovation. Meanwhile, celebrity divorce lawyer Laura Wassar is handling the separation of assets. Remember, there was no prenup. So there you go. Listen, if you put several million dollars in, and we're not talking about some astronomical amount of money, and you want to get the hell out of there and you don't want to be involved with the relationship anymore, just do it. I mean, just get the money and run. Isn't that the way that it's supposed to work? I mean, I don't know.
Duh.
I'm just saying to say, because that's what I do here. Anyways, 32 minutes passed, so you know how it goes.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here we go. Rated R Safety Show. This is what happens. We get into our main story, and we start doing main story things because that's what happens around here. And I have to tell you, sometimes you have to sit around and decipher and look at the code and break it down as much as possible. And people are going, what the hell, what code are we talking about here? You know, it's that code on how we interact with others. It's that code that we have to, you know, on how you move and skedaddle throughout life. It's that whole thing of, you know, the source code. It's understanding on how life goes. It's understanding that sometimes life is not perfect, but sometimes you have to do things that you have to work through some aspects and some other aspects that might not make perfect sense, but it's the way to work through things. And I was having a conversation yesterday, and it was like that moment of clarity that alcoholics speak of, that I'm sitting there and going through some of the process, and I go, this makes a lot more sense than I probably want to adhere to with this. But have you ever come to the realization that sometimes it's really hard for operation folks to get along with what we will deem for this combo, the safety folks? And I want you to think about it real quick. I want you to think about how it works. So the operation people come in and they have one goal, and that is to make the operation functional and profitable. I mean, it's kind of the combo thing. It's functionality and profitability. Some people will just say it's profitability, but let's kind of argue the point for a moment. And then you have the safety side of the house, where their goal is to make sure that people are safe. Take that determination of safe how you want. And you kind of realize that it's kind of the butting of the heads. It is that headbutt that you get first thing in the morning on a Monday in particular. But you kind of look at it and you go, how is this going to work? They're never going to see eye to eye. They're always going to have a problem. And here is the issue that I was discussing with a colleague of mine. We'll use the term colleague because we're trying to be generous this morning. And we came to the determination that the problem here where the reality scenario is that sometimes, depending on where you stand with this, is where fiction ties into reality. And it can be safety person looking at operations or operations looking at safety. And this is the struggle. Because all of a sudden, either it's going one way or it's going the other. You have now made the person focus that either their reality is fiction or their fiction is becoming their new reality. And you're sitting there and going for a moment, did I just have a holy shit moment? Because that's what it sounds like. And that becomes a problem. This is why these two departments never seem to gel in the most part. It's where they have the struggle because one is an actual reflection of the other saying, I'm calling some bullshit on what you're doing, or I'm not. And this is where the struggle becomes. And it's not that one is not trying to do their job and the other one is. It is a multi-thing, a multi-complex organism there that's trying to get itself to work. Because listen, my goal when I was working at corporate America was that I needed people to make it home safely. I needed people to be home and make sure that they got to work and they got back either as good or better than what they arrived. Now, impossible to make them better than what they arrived, but we'll leave it at that. Where the operational people were trying to make sure that the operations were successful and profitable. I mean, I get it. But sometimes if I said, hey, this is not working right and we have a potential issue and we do stop work, we're stopping this line of work, guess what just happened? Now it's not a smooth operation and they're not being profitable. It is kind of how it is. So this is where the fiction and reality thing come together. So how do you look at this? How do you take a moment in time and go, how do these things apply? And I'm not going to say get rid of the operations department, and I'm not going to say get rid of the safety department, but maybe it's where they communicate a little bit better. Where they communicate and understand that one is not better than the other, but at the end of the day, those conversations that the operation folks can have with the safety folks can change the organization from, you know, reality distortion fields. Maybe that's the way to look at it. And really being able to have those interactions with people where they go, maybe if we listen to each other, our organization could be better overall. Maybe that's a way to take a look at it in the long run.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. only by using the following link. You can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big. Nothing
to respond.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, this song, it's called Hollow by Margot. Song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. You know what I'm saying. You know, going the little softer sounds today. We need some of that from time to time. Like, you know, I have recently found love in softer music. Maybe a little bit too much love, but that's a whole other story. If anything, maybe I found my future love. I don't know. Who knows? But anyways, this is Hollow by Margot. You should give it a little streamer-emer action. I'm just saying. Good stuff. Good music there. So there you go. Thanks to Margot for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let's get into some other stuff as we are talking, hanging out, and doing all of our things. And let's talk about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. Find out more information. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I am not a huge fan of Suicide Prevention Month. I'm not going to lie. I think it's stupid. That's just my opinion. Because, and let me explain why, this is information that needs more than just one month to talk about. This is something that needs to be talked about all the time. Now, some people have determined that it's good to have one specific month to talk about this. I, on the other hand, am not such a believer, but don't get me wrong. I appreciate the information being spread. But I look at it from the standpoint that this is stuff that we need to talk about all the time. Because for some reason, there's a weird stigma with this conversation. I'm going to tell you. There are times that people wake up and they are not content with what's going on in that day. They're not content in waking up that morning. And it's okay not to be okay. And listen, there are days that I wake up that I'm just like, bleh, not feeling it today. And it happens. And it's okay to talk about it. And I want you to have resources when you run into these things. And I have to tell you, To Write Love on Her Arms is an organization that I have looked at it for years, been a fan of for probably even longer than I ever started talking about them here. I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was like 2009 or something like that when I first heard about them. Maybe the math's a little off. Maybe it was 2010, but it was a long time ago and been a huge fan ever since then. So TWLOHA.com, click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. Just saying, give it a whirlsy, a looksy, because I think it will definitely be worth your time. And listen, if they're only allowing you in certain workplaces to talk about this during the month of September, it's better than not talking about it at all. That's the way that I look at this. But I really still do believe that this is a discussion that should be had all the time, not just one twelfth out of the year. Just saying. So TWLOHA.com. Let's continue talking with some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because, you know, that is how the multiverse works. There's constantly things going on. If there wasn't, then it wouldn't be much of a multiverse. It would probably be kind of a shitty verse, but that's a whole other thing to talk about. And maybe we should leave that conversation for another day. So there you go. So anyways, here we go. We all heard the speech from our dental hygienist about not flossing properly or not flossing often enough. hum. So not flossing at all. So there's some people that do that, but we'll leave it neither here nor there. But here's a new spin. There's another Dental Pro approved way to getting most out of flossing, adding toothpaste to the floss before using it. Dentist and founder of the Dentalog Clinic, Dr. M, has posted a viral TikTok of the subject explains adding toothpaste to your floss can prevent cavities in between your teeth. How? The caption reads, toothpaste on your floss increases the uptake of fluoride between your teeth and decreases the risk of decay. The oral health company, B. West Health, agrees, adding that the abrasion of toothpaste in combination with the reach of the floss between your teeth is a good way to get a hard to reach plaque too. Dr. M has also made a video explaining on how to apply the stuff to your floss, and because of this, it's much smaller surface area than your toothbrush. Plus, if you add toothpaste, it tastes a lot better than when you're just reusing the section. I'm just saying. And then the other side is, it sounds messy, and how am I supposed to do this while I'm slouching in the living room couch? Because that's going to be the other question, because you know that there's always that one person that they're flossing in places that should not be the case. I remember working in an organization when I first moved to Orlando many, many, many moons ago, that there was a guy that worked in the office right next door to mine that you would go in and he would have those little gummy picks, like flossers and picks that you would find all over his office. And you would also find like nail clippings all over the place. So once I learned that these were things that you would find inside of his office, I didn't take any more meetings inside of his office. All meetings going forward occurred in my office, because there was no way that I was sitting between that shit in regards to what was going on. Great guy. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago, but man, had some weird, had some weird habits there on some of the stuff, but that's neither here nor there. So there you go. Anyways, why don't we do this? Let's get out of the flossing conversation, and why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life?
Duh.
Because I think that that's a good idea. And let him tell us about the Motivation Minute. Maybe tell us about the Motivation Minute?
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Carter. Senator Everett Dirksen said, "In order to be a successful politician, one must have gray hair to appear distinguished, wear glasses to appear wise, and have hemorrhoids in order to appear serious at all times." Wow, what a visual. Probably not something we needed. I will say this, I know several people who look much older than they really were, and they use that to their advantage. My friend who had thinning hair in his 20s was taken far more seriously than I was, even though I was almost 5 years older than he was. I had a baby face for a long time. Now I have some gray hair and my goatee is pretty much white. Believe it or not, it does seem to make me look wiser, at least until I speak. Then I'm right back to the buffoon I really am.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Scripture teaches us that children are a heritage of the Lord. And when we become parents, God entrusts us with a sacred charge. Should we fail here, all our other achievements will be somehow diminished. But with God's help, we need not fail. With God's help, we can love our children unconditionally, discipline them consistently, and train them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." Lord, thank you for the gift of children. Empower us to teach them your ways, that they might grow up to become men and women of God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the Middle East is on the brink and is urging British nationals in Lebanon to leave immediately. The Indian administered Jammu and Kashmir regions voting in the second phase of its first regional elections in a decade. Sri Lanka's new president has dissolved parliament for a snap election, and Thailand's landmark marriage equality bill has been officially written into law, allowing same-sex couples to legally wed.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio Big.
Hey, I did not realize that the Radio Big stinkorama was so big there, so there you go. Anyways, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's get some information, your general direction. Let's take a look at some things that happened back on this date. If I take a look at, let's see. Let's go 2002. An unidentified object causes a strange explosion in a remote region of Siberia. American missile defense satellites picked up a detonation, which a scientist concluded was a stray comet nucleus crashing to Earth. By American measurements, the blast was between 0.2 and 0.5 kilotons, but some Russians measured it near 5 kilotons. To put it in perspective, the bomb that dropped on during World War II measured 13 kilotons. So there you go. That happened back in 2002. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, I have some of those for you. Cade Cunningham turns 23. Antonia Gentry turns 27. Teddy Swims, 32. Rosalia turns 32 as well. Donald Glover, 41. T.I. turns 44. Chauncey Billups, well, he turns 48 today. Catherine Zeta-Jones turns 55. Will Smith, 56. Scottie Pippen, 59. Maria Doyle Kennedy turned 60 today. Mark Hamill turned 73. And Michael Douglas, yeah, that guy, Basic Instinct fame, he turns 80 today, just in case if you were wondering. Also, in some other things, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, there's some of them to go today. It's National Daughter Day, Better Breakfast Day, World Pharmacist Day, National Roadkill Day, National Lobster Day, World Dream Day, National One-Hit Wonder Day, National Psychotherapy Day, National Comic Book Day, National Cooking Day, Binge Day, and National Quesadilla Day. So there you go. A lot of stuff to celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those as well for you. Because who does not need a jokey-okey? The risk I took was calculated, but man, am I bad at math. You get it? I hope you get it. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the best ever freebie you've ever received? Can you talk about that stuff on the radio? I mean, I don't know. So there you go. What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The older you get, the less likely you are to do this. What is it? Cry. Yeah, cry. That's what they say, cry. I think I cry all the time. Okay, not really, but it sounded good as I was saying it. So there you go. So that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours, exclusively over there. If you want to come and hang out with me, you're more than welcome to. RadioBig.fm will do the magic trick. If you don't, that's fine too. You can hang out on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. And he will tell you how to become a safety consultant if you're so inclined to do so. So that's going to sum it up for me. Hopefully you've enjoyed our time together. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Do not fear the eccentric in opinion, for every opinion now accepts one has once eccentric. Yep. That's it. That's going to sum it up for you. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.